This is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. I'm Catherine Cruz. State lawmakers ended the session this month without passing legislation aimed at reducing teen vaping. Health officials are concerned that the use of flavored e-cigarettes are on the rise among younger teens. But it appears there may be some action at the federal level. HPR's Ryan Finnerty tells us about an effort to raise the national smoking age to 21.
When I first started vaping, I just turned 15 years old.
It's a normal thing to do. I was 13 the first time I vaped.
These kids from a tobacco-free California ad are part of the estimated 37% of 12th graders nationwide that tried vaping last year. That's according to the National Institutes of Health. While the use of conventional tobacco products has been declining nationwide, rates of vaping and e-cigarette use have been rising rapidly in recent years, especially amongst teens. That has some members of Congress looking for a way to curb the trend.
Tobacco is the leading cause of preventable death in the United States.
Hawaii Senator Brian Schatz introduced a proposal to increase the nationwide smoking age to 21. Currently, 13 states have enacted or passed similar laws. Hawaii was the first to do so back in 2016.
One of the best ways we can stop tobacco use is by increasing the legal smoking age. According to the National Academy of Medicine, raising the legal age to 21 would save more than 220,000 lives. Our bill is clean, it is simple, it is free of loopholes, and it is bipartisan.
The bipartisan support came from Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Todd Young of Indiana. Senator Young says there will be more than just health benefits from raising the age.
95% of Americans begin using tobacco before age 21. If we can raise the age of purchase, we can significantly reduce the number of people who begin using this product. Moreover, the cost on society for healthcare associated with tobacco use is roughly $300 billion per year. We have an opportunity to significantly reduce public expenditures in this area.
The proposal would not tackle issues like online sales or flavored vaping products. But Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin says those flavors have, quote, got to go.
Let me read some of those flavors to you so you can be the judge as to whether this is going to have an impact on adults. The flavors include fruit medley, gummy bears, cotton candy, fruity hoops, marshmallow, mom's custard, and s'mores galore. Does that sound like something that's designed for children or adults? I think it's clear.
The action in Congress is in contrast to what happened at the Hawaii State Capitol this year, where proposals to restrict youth vaping largely failed to get traction. The effort was spearheaded by the Hawaii Public Health Institute. Jessica Yamauchi is the institute's executive director. I sat down with her to get a recap of what happened.
Relating to tobacco, we really had two initiatives that we were pushing this year. One was a regulation bill that was going to establish a tax on e-cigarettes, require a tobacco permit and license be pulled for ESD retailers and wholesalers, and to restrict online shipping of e-cigarettes and other tobacco products. That was all in one bill. The other bill was going to prohibit the sale of flavored tobacco products.
And how did those two ideas do at the legislature?
Unfortunately, neither of them ended up passing this year. So the flavor ban that we were working on went all the way until the Finance Committee, and the Finance Committee did hear it, which we were very happy to have a hearing there. Unfortunately, though, they decided to defer the bill. And so at that point, the bill died. For the regulation bill, the bill number actually passed, but all of those regulations that I mentioned that we were trying to get passed did not pass. Instead, different language around e-cigarettes and the issue was inserted into the bill. And so what ended up passing is the Department of Health establishing a safe harbor for people under 21 to drop off their e-cigarettes, for schools to be able to confiscate them, and increasing the youth penalty. So youth would be, youth under the age of 21 caught would be fined $100.
So not a whole lot on the prevention side, it sounds like.
Correct. And really nothing that helps to regulate the industry itself, right? It's all being put on the user now.
Where do we stand, generally speaking, with either tobacco use or more specifically vaping and e-cigarettes in Hawaii?
Well, we had tremendous progress with tobacco use and with cigarettes. Unfortunately, with e-cigarettes, we really have been towards the top usage rates in the country. And so, you know, we've got 25.5% of our high school students that regularly use. And on our neighbor islands, we know that the rates are even higher than they are on Oahu. And so it's really concerning, as we know that this is a whole new generation that's getting addicted to nicotine.
What were, did you get any reasoning from lawmakers who decided not to pursue the legislation that you had been in favor of?
No, I think when the flavor ban died in the finance committee, the finance chair did mention that they felt that other regulations needed to pass before a flavor ban could be effective, specifically online restrictions really needed to be passed before a flavor ban could be effectively implemented. So the other bill, though, that did have the online restrictions in it, unfortunately, what ended up passing didn't have that regulation in it. So we're still faced with needing some of those industry regulations here.
What is the current slate of regulations in Hawaii?
So they are included in our Tobacco 21 law. So you have to be 21 to purchase or to sell e-cigarettes. They are included in our smoke-free workplace law. So anywhere that it's prohibited for you to smoke indoors, it includes e-cigarettes. But really, that's about the extent. Last year, they did set up a registration process with the Attorney General's office. So instead of requiring them to pull a tobacco permit and license, which is issued through the Department of Taxation, which is what all other tobacco retailers and wholesalers have to do, they set up a separate registration process in the Attorney General's office. At the time, I think that that was done really because the legislature wasn't ready to tax the e-cigarettes. And when the permanent license is issued by the Department of Taxation, they're primarily doing that to ensure that the taxes are being collected on those products.
And they can still be purchased over the internet in Hawaii?
Currently, yes. So cigarettes cannot be. That's actually a federal law. But other tobacco products and e-cigarettes are available online.
There was just a proposal announced by Senator Brian Schatz and several of his fellow members of Congress to institute a nationwide 21 and older requirement to purchase tobacco and to use tobacco. Here in Hawaii, we've had that in place for a few years now.
We have. And I think, you know, as far as we know, we don't have a lot of data yet. It went into effect January 1, 2016. But we do know that, compliance is pretty good with the stores. There are some stores, though, that have been cited. One of the things that was difficult is we don't have a great database of everybody selling e-cigarettes. And so making sure that compliance checks are happening with everybody selling e-cigarettes has been a little bit more challenging. The Attorney General registration that was required last year just kind of started going into effect last fall. And so we're hoping that that will help produce a more robust database for e-cigarettes, so we can just ensure that we are working on ensuring compliance with all of, not just the tobacco stores, but the e-cigarettes.
So it's still a little bit too early to tell on the 21 law.
Yeah, and again, I think, you know, we have seen for sure continued decline in tobacco use rates, but it's the e-cigarettes that we know that people are finding loopholes to purchase because our youth rates are really high.
Why do you think that is? Why are those two means of consuming nicotine moving in opposite directions, trend-wise?
Well, I mean, I think the work over decades on tobacco and cigarette issues has really paid off. I think that the restrictions that have been in place for so long on cigarettes has paid off. And the e-cigarette industry was so far ahead of the game from us. And so although restrictions are starting to go into place, they had 6-7 years of marketing these without any kind of regulation. And really, there's very little regulation that still exists. And so, you know, you see television advertisements for these. When's the last time you saw a television ad for a cigarette, right? Mm-hmm. So they're marketing them. They have a lot less restrictions. You have no flavored cigarettes anymore. There's over 15,000 flavors of e-cigarettes.
And I just realized we never actually talked about the health impacts of this activity. Everybody kind of knows what risk you're running by smoking a cigarette. Do we have data on what health effects are associated with e-cigarette use?
I feel like every day there's more and more studies that are coming out. And that's one reason the industry had such a head start, too, though, is many of the organizations like American Heart Association, American Cancer Society, they really have to wait until there's some scientific data. And that's what we're seeing come out. You know, they definitely have a lot of the same impacts. Long-term data is still going to take a while to catch up, obviously. But we do know the other scary thing that's happening is students put other things in their e-cigarette. It can sometimes just be a device that they're then putting other types of chemicals in or drugs in. And so that's dangerous as well.
All right, Jessica, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Jessica Yamauchi is the executive director of the Hawaii Public Health Institute. We'll have a link to Senator Brian Schatz's Tobacco Aged 21 Act posted with the story on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.